Masechet Baba Batra, Perek He, Mishnah Yud Aleph, will elaborate on what we said in the last Mishnah regarding the halachot when it comes to weights and measures. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, Balach, Aval Biyavesh, Enosarich. What did we say in the last Mishnah? We said that when it comes to weights and measures, a person's obligated to clean them down in order to make sure that there's not incorrect substances over there that would weigh the weights down and cheat out customers. But that was only talking about lach. That was only talking about when the weights are being used for things that are moist, like meat, like fish, things that are oily, things that contain liquid, and those would stick to the weights. And therefore, in order to remove the oils, you have to clean them regularly. But if dealing with something yavesh, like grain, or like something spices, things of that nature, there's no need to wipe them down. Nothing sticks to the scale unless somebody actually sees something that needs to be wiped down, an actual dirt. There's no need to do it periodically or by certain dates. In addition to making sure that a person's scales are clean, the Torah obligates him to provide a little bit of extra merchandise to the people who are buying from him. There are different ways to do this. A person could add more to the scale during the weighing. He could or just give a fixed percentage of goods at the end of the sale. The Mishnah will talk about both methods that were used. If the custom was to add extra goods to the scale at the point of sale, and the seller has to add enough that the scale is going to tilt for the buyer by a tefach. He has to add enough merchandise to the scale so that the side with the items is on a lower point than the side with the actual weight. You have to think about how they used weights and measures in those days. They'd have one side of the scale had a certain weight and the other side would have the merchandise. So all things equal, if they were at the same height, that means you had measure for measure exactly what you were looking for. So what we're saying is, the side with the merchandise has to be not equal, but it has to be at least a tefach lower to include the extra merchandise a seller is obligated to throw in to the buyer. Hayashokel or ayin be'ayin, but if the custom in the place was he would weigh the items where everything would be even, the weights on one side and the merchandise on the other side, and he would only add an extra percentage of the sale at the end, noten lo gerumav, he would give him the extra weight using the following formula. Ehad le'asara belach, you'd give him 1/10 of a measure for every 10 measures of liquid that he sells. Basically, he would give him 1% extra of the sale when it comes to liquids. Ve'ehad le'esrim bayavesh, and 1/20 of a measure for every 20 measures of dry goods. That's 1/4 of 1%, which equals 1/400 of the sale when talking about dry goods. Also, the custom had to be followed when it comes to what type of containers were being used when selling. Makom shenahagu lamod bezaka lo yamod bagasa. If the custom was to use a small container, and even when selling a large amount, they'd have to just keep on scooping with that small container, they're not allowed to use a large container. Lo yamod bagasa, you can't use that large container instead. And the opposite, bagasa lo yamod bezaka. If the custom was to use a large container, you're not allowed to use a small container. You have to use what exactly was used in that custom, and that would affect the extra amounts that someone was adding to the weights that you're obligated to add to give to each buyer. If you were measuring smaller amounts at a time, then you'd have to make the scales adjust by a tefach continuously, and therefore you'd keep providing him with more, and that's why it would be applicable to that halacha. Final ruling of the Mishnah, how much do you have to fill containers that were being used to sell dry goods like flour or spices? Limhok lo yigdosh, in a place where the custom was to level off the container until it was even with the top, after you filled it up all the way, you don't heap more goods over that level on top of the container. Ligdosh lo yimhok, but if the custom was to put goods on top of the brim of the container, you're not allowed to level off the container. Even if you're charging less for the leveled container, you have to follow the local custom of what was done. People had certain ways of wanting things and of expressing their wants, and it would go by local custom. So you have to follow that local custom when filling up the containers of customers.